Hey, Prime members, you can listen to the CBS News Roundup ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the app today.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Battleground Blitz.
You know, if we win Pennsylvania, we win the whole thing.
Obama hits the trail.
Your vote doesn't just matter. It matters more than ever before.
COVID strains Midwest hospitals.
We don't really have any ICU beds available.
Good morning, I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Hours after he abruptly ended an interview with 60 Minutes, President Trump took his re-election campaign to a state he badly wants to win, Pennsylvania, where he again claimed the coronavirus pandemic is ending.
You know what we want? Normal life. Life will finally resume.
Pennsylvania is crucial for Joe Biden, too. Former President Obama will campaign today in Philadelphia for him at a drive-in event. In a Twitter video, he made the case for his vice president.
I know Joe better than almost anybody. I trust him to be a great president. He's different. He's on the right side of the issues. He'll get the job done.
CBS's Paula Reed has the latest on a new round of coronavirus relief.
President Trump continues to tease a second round of COVID financial relief, even though negotiations have been dragging on for months.
I want to do it even bigger than the Democrats.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi highlighted divisions between the president and his own party.
We're getting mixed messages. The Senate's saying one thing. The president says he wants to spend more money than I do. It's not about the money. It's how the money is spent.
CBS News has confirmed Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has warned the White House not to move forward until after the election, amid concerns that another big round of stimulus could divide the Republican Party at a time when they need to unite to confirm Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. While he made no mention of a COVID relief bill at his rally last night, the president took on 60 Minutes for an interview conducted earlier in the day.
You have to watch what we do to 60 Minutes. You'll get such a kick out of it. Leslie Stahl is not going to be happy.
He cut short an interview with 60 Minutes, saying he's considering releasing the interview before it airs.
There's an investigation into threatening emails sent to voters in several Florida counties. They threaten to come after people who don't vote for President Trump. The messages appear to have been sent from a Proud Boys address, but the far-right group denies any involvement with them. COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations are on the rise now in the U.S., and concerns are running high at many crowded hospitals in the Midwest. CBS's Adriana Diaz is in Wisconsin.
The latest COVID hotspot, rural hospitals. Upland Hills Health in Dodgeville, Wisconsin, has just three ICU beds total. Doctors say for the first time, they're unable to transfer patients to larger hospitals.
So there have been situations where they've said, well, we don't really have any ICU beds available, so you're going to have to continue to care for this patient.
Rural areas and medium-sized cities accounted for 20% of the first 100,000 to die from COVID in the U.S. They accounted for nearly half of the second 100,000. And rural states now lead the country in per capita COVID hospitalizations. In at least four Midwestern states, an alarming 20% of recent tests are positive.
Lawyers say they can't find the parents of 545 children who were separated at the southern border. CBS's Maria Villarreal says the children are in U.S. custody and some haven't seen their parents in 3 years.
In the ACLU filing, lawyers say of the 1,030 separated migrant children, they still haven't been able to reach parents for 545 kids. And roughly two-thirds of those parents are believed to have been deported to their countries of origin.
Our advice on that wasn't sought out.
Scott Shuchart, a former Homeland Security official, told 60 Minutes in 2018 that one of the government's problems was tracking taking the families it separated.
People were removed to other countries without there being good records of what adult went with what child.
A member of the grand jury in the Breonna Taylor case is speaking out not long after a Kentucky judge gave jurors the okay to comment publicly. CBS's Jerika Duncan.
In a statement, juror number one said the grand jury was not presented any charges other than the three wanton endangerment charges against Detective Hankinson. The grand jury did not have homicide offenses explained to them. Self-defense or justification was never explained either. And for the first time, Sergeant Jonathan Mattingly, who carried out the search warrant at Taylor's apartment, spoke publicly to ABC News and the Louisville Courier-Journal.
It's not a race thing. It's not. This is a point where we were doing our job. We return fire.
Gunfire at a Houston nightclub last night left three people dead and one wounded. Police say there may have been more than one shooter. This came hours after a Houston police officer was shot and killed on a domestic violence call. Another was wounded. 200 million miles from planet Earth, a NASA spacecraft touched down on an asteroid and in a matter of seconds grabbed a sample of cosmic debris. CBS News space consultant Bill Harwood.
Scientists are hoping that rock and soil samples collected from the asteroid Bennu will shed light on how the solar system formed and evolved. Data collected by the OSIRIS-REx spacecraft also might help engineers figure out how to deflect or break up any large asteroids that might someday be found on a collision course with Earth.
It might be a week before scientists know how much material was taken in. The spacecraft is due back on Earth in 2023. Category 1 Hurricane Epsilon is closing in on Bermuda. Forecasters say it could make a direct hit late tomorrow. The storm is not likely to pose a threat to the U.S. CBS's Steve Futterman is in Arlington, Texas. He covered the opening game of baseball's World Series.
It may have sounded like a normal baseball game. It was anything but.
Mask or face coverings are required to be worn at all times.
Never before had a World Series game taken place at a neutral site. The teams on the field were from Florida and California, but they were playing here in Texas. Fans were allowed inside.
We're here. LA's in town.
But not that many, only 11,000.
I think it kind of makes it a little bit more special for the people who are here.
For this man, though, once is enough.
We would hope this will be a one-time event. It'll never happen again.
As for the game itself,
it's gone.
The LA Dodgers easily beat Tampa Bay 8-3. Steve Futterman, CBS News at the World Series in Arlington, Texas.
They say a picture's worth a thousand words. In Britain, one turned out to be worthy of a symphony.
The image quickly went viral. A black man, Patrick Hutchinson, carrying to safety a white counter demonstrator who'd been set upon at a Black Lives Matter protest in London this past summer.
Look, look, look how we carried him.
Now it's inspired a special piece performed by Europe's only ethnically mixed orchestra. Hutchinson was invited to the final dress rehearsal.
I'm truly humbled and blessed for people to think that what I did has resonated with them so much that they would create music and poetry around it.
As for that day last summer, Hutchinson says he just did what needed to be done. Vicky Barker, CBS News, London.
That was a hit around this time in 1966 from the Spencer Davis Group. Davis, the band leader, has died in London. He was 81. That's the roundup. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. If you like CBS News Roundup, you can listen early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music. Before you go, tell us about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
The Hargan women seem to have it all.
From the outside looking in, we were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But as detectives would soon learn, there was a lot going on inside the Hargan household.
Ashley and I have been calling my mom and the house and Helen. No one's answering.
63-year-old Pamela Hargan gunned down in her own home. Her youngest daughter, Helen, lay dead upstairs.
Patrol, when they arrived, assumed or thought that there might have been a murder-suicide.
But for the detectives on the scene,
there were things about the scene itself that were concerning to us on day one.
Who would want to kill their mother and their little sister?
There is no boogeyman here. It is exactly who we think it is.
I'm Peter Van Sant from 48 Hours. This is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan Family Killings early and ad-free starting May 1st with a 48 Hours Plus subscription on Apple Podcasts.
Behind every successful business is a story, and some of them might surprise you. Like how Chobani's first yogurt factory was discovered on a piece of junk mail, or how the founder of the multi-million dollar cosmetics brand Drunk Elephant was told by everyone, including her own mother, that the name sounded like a dive bar. I'm Guy Raz, and on my show How I Built This, I talk to founders behind the world's biggest companies to learn the real stories of how they built them. In each episode, you'll hear entrepreneurs share moments of doubt and failure and talk about how they were able to overcome them on their way to the top. How I Built This is like a masterclass in innovation and creativity from the people who've done it all. Follow How I Built This wherever you get your podcasts. You can listen to How I Built This early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen to Wondery, the destination for business podcasts. With shows like How I Built This, Business Wars, and many more, Wondery means business.